This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look.
Well, with some candidates on the Democratic side flipping the bird to the NRA while others back Trump-style immigration, it's not quite clear what the Democratic message is for 2018. Britt Hume is Fox's senior political analyst. He watches carefully. He joins us tonight. Britt, what do you think the message is, or is there a national message that the Democratic Party is selling this midterm?
I think it's pretty indistinct at this moment if there is one, Tucker, and I think that, you know, much of the party is so mesmerized by Donald Trump and loathes him so deeply that that has become kind of the central thing and the central theme that you can see that the Democratic, that's what the Democratic Party appears to be mostly about right now. I suspect as time goes on, something more oriented toward voters will come along. But remember, Tucker, these candidates are running in a party where 71%, according to one recent poll, want Donald Trump impeached. So it's kind of understandable that there'd be some focus on him.
Yeah, for sure. And most Democrats are, of course, very anti-Trump. That's why they're Democrats. But is that a message that moves people to the polls?
Well, based on the evidence we have, it seems not to be working very well. And the reason I say that is that look at the advantages that Democrats enjoy going into this midterm election. First of all, the political gravity in any president's first midterm is always with the other party, and the average loss is more than would be enough if they made their average gain. The Democrats would get control of the House. They had a huge gap in what's called the generic ballot. You know, Tucker, that's the one where you ask people if they'd rather vote for a Democrat or Republican unnamed in the upcoming election. Normally, Democrats do well on that ballot. They were up, what, plus 15 or 16 at one point not very long ago, and now that number is down to single digits, and some polls down to low single digits, which suggests that whatever they're selling, people are not buying with the enthusiasm that that the party had hoped for.
What will happen if they don't retake the House?
Well, you know, I think there'll be an agonizing reappraisal because it's been, you know, we've been hearing about this blue wave that was thought to be inevitable and may yet come. If it doesn't come, obviously there's going to be a search for scapegoats, and we'll see what happens. But this party, I think, Tucker, what we're seeing emerge now is that for all the divisions in the Republican Party between Trump supporters and the never-Trumpers and so on, and all the divisions within the conservative movement over that, the divisions in the Democratic Party are at least as deep, if not deeper. And the heart of the Democratic Party, I remember you saying in a speech not too many years ago, was not with Hillary Clinton, but she won anyway. A candidate of her stripe, I don't think, could win this time. I don't know that, you know, a white male candidate could win. So here we are. And, the Democrats really have some serious divisions to worry about. And whatever they come up with will be appealing to a broad cross-section of voters is obviously what remains to be seen.
Yeah, a white male candidate could not win. I don't think a lot of the white male candidates running for the Democratic nomination know that yet, but I think they're going to learn. Do you think that it moves in the direction of populist economics, becomes the Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders party?
Well, I think that's the drift, and I think that excites a lot of people. And, of course, if you look at the attitudes of young voters now who do not seem to have grasped the benefits of a market capitalist economy and don't seem to be put off at all by the idea of socialism, despite socialism's abysmal history, which is playing out even today in certain parts of the world, Venezuela being the most conspicuous example. But I think that, you know, the party it's gotten pretty far left now. And a lot of old ideas that are, you know, being passed off as kind of new ideas are in the air. And, you know, the party will have to reckon with that, because if they've come up with somebody who's an out-and-out socialist for president, I don't think they could possibly win. And I don't think I'm not sure how many of them will see, but there'll be awful battles over this.
You know, Britt Hume puts it in proper perspective, frames it correctly in terms of this wave towards socialism, with young millennials not really even understanding what socialism represents. It's just kind of a surf's up kind of mentality. That just seems to be the order of the day. But, you know, we pray that they will become wiser and understand exactly what is the historic significance of socialism and why it is not good for them or for America.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. We got Ken Ham getting ready to come on next, and I'm told that he is now joining us. Ken is the president, CEO, and founder of Answers in Genesis, U.S., highly acclaimed creation museum, the new Ark Encounter with over 1 million visitors annually. He's authored over 35 apologetic books and resources with over 3 million books sold, and is one of the most in-demand Christian speakers in North America. And here, fortunate for us, we have him here on Bill Martinez Live to talk about his new book, Gospel Reset. Ken, always good to be talking to you. How you doing, sir?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good. And the museum in the Ark, as busy as ever, as people come in from all over the country and all over the world, so it's just thrilling to be able to impact so many people.
So what are you doing? Challenging my question before I got into gospel? I said, I was going to go, before we do, give us an update on Creation Museum and the Ark.
Oh, okay. Yes. Well, I was just reading your mind. Before.
Yeah, I guess. It's scary. Go ahead.
Actually, you know what? You know what's really interesting is for the Ark and the Creation Museum, they're the two leading Christian attractions in the world. Mm-hmm. Well, we now have a tremendous number of bus tours. 80% of them are secular bus tour companies.
Wow.
And so about 30% of those who come to the Ark, for instance, are non-Christian. And these tour groups come in, and they bring them to the Ark and the museum, and they'll go to other attractions in the area. Mm-hmm. And what also is fascinating, I was just at a Chamber of Commerce meeting, a breakfast yesterday, actually, here in Northern Kentucky. Do you know Northern Kentucky now, 20% of the entire tourism economic impact in Kentucky is from this area because of the Ark and the Creation Museum. And
wow.
Northern Kentucky
wow.
has now become the biggest faith-based tourism destination in America. There's a hotel boom because they need more hotels and restaurants. And it's thrilling that that Christian facilities are having that impact and bringing all these people into the area. And it's really made a difference in actually relationships with non-Christians in the area as well.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, here it is. I mean, God blesses us to bless others, and this is what's taking place here. You know, this is the best PR you could have, right?
Oh, absolutely. Interesting. When we first moved here, you know, a conservative Christian organization that believes Genesis and building a creation museum, now a lot of people were sort of, you know, arm's length from us or, you know, not sure what to think of us or whatever. Mm-hmm. Well, now in the area, a lot of the businesses and people involved in hotels and restaurants, they're our best friends because they recognize the incredible economic impact that this is having. And, in fact, the number of people employed in Northern Kentucky because of tourism. Now, the other big aspect of tourism, here's the interesting thing. Mm-hmm. The other aspect is bourbon. So
yes.
Bourbon and the Bible, that's what drives
yeah.
tourism in Kentucky. How's that? But just here in Northern Kentucky alone, they say tourism supports 77,000 jobs, and the Ark and the Creation Museum are a significant part of that.
Well, there's no need, Ken, to abandon, you know, the natural resources of Kentucky. Bourbon has been a big part of Kentucky and there in that community, so that's great. The bourbon and the Bible, I mean, there's a ring to it.
There's a marketing ploy for you. But the other thing that's interesting is these bus tour companies come in, and then a lot of other people now are making this area their destination for their vacation. So instead of going to Florida or somewhere else, they're coming here, and they're going to other attractions. And, for instance, I know the riverboat cruises on the Ohio River, they said their business last year went up 20%, and it'll be up even further this year. When you have a business that goes up 20%, that's very significant. And this year it'll even be more, but that's attributed to the Ark and the Creation Museum. All these people want to go places. So
I hope they're sending some donations to you, Ken.
Well, you know, there are people that come and see the Ark of the Museum, and I had one just yesterday. I called him, and they had never been here before. They saw the impact it was having, and they went home and immediately sent us a donation check, and we've had many people do that. But, you know, the most exciting thing is when we have people tell us that they became Christians as a result of coming to the Ark of the Museum. We've had many testimonies like that as well. And the other interesting thing is this. When you go to the Ark or the Museum, the diversity of people. I mean, there was one day, I went to the Ark, there was a group of Catholic nuns, of Orthodox Jews, there was a group of Muslims from Baghdad, and there was a group of people from India, other countries, and then we have Amish and Mennonites and so on. The diversity of people and backgrounds, you would never see that in a church, or very rarely. Well, I don't think you would see that sort of mix in the church, but you see it at the Ark and you see it at the museum, and it's extraordinary that a Christian facility that proclaims the gospel so boldly at both these places draws that sort of people and impacts those sort of people. So, you know, the church is not impacting the culture like it used to, but we can use these attractions to get out there and impact these people that you can never get in a church with a stick of dynamite.
Ken Ham, why do you think they're being drawn to this?
You know, I think there's a number of reasons. I think, you know, we did things in a first-class way. It's the quality of Disney. In fact, I think it's even beyond Disney in quality. I believe that God honors what we've done because we honor his word, and we honor him by proclaiming the gospel. I think when people come, I mean, the Ark is an iconic structure. People, even non-Christians, are fascinated by Noah's Ark, and it's the biggest timber frame structure in the world. And that actually helps drive more people to the Creation Museum. I think there's a hunger in our culture, and I'm seeing that particularly in some of the younger generations. There's a hunger because they see the bankruptcy of what they've been taught and the bankruptcy of our culture morally and all the things that are going on. And they come here and they get excited by the answers. I think they want someone to be able to tell them the truth about what life is all about. So, you know, I think there's many and varied reasons. And, of course, because these places are so first class, by word of mouth, the word spreads. And people come, and a lot of Christians bring their non-Christian relatives. They were non-Christian family members.
Exactly. Well, I think it's something also that I'm hearing, you know, from my end here, Ken, is that people are really proud. Christians, people of faith are really proud of what you've presented there. And you and I talked as you were, you know, putting this, especially the Ark encounter together, about what a draw and curiosity it was creating in the area, probably in much the same way it must have been for Noah. Like, you know, hey, what's that crazy guy building over there?
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
Right.
Well, that's true. And, you know, it's interesting. The atheists, small group of atheists, continue to protest us being here, and that's fine. They can do whatever they want. It's a free country. But I think the atheists, the secular world, are really upset that there's so many people coming. And you should see some of the atheist reports they write. They try to say nobody's coming. It's a failure. It's going to close. They do all they best can to try to dissuade people from coming. And all it does is give us publicity and more people come.
Exactly. It's kind of hard to deny when you've got business up 20% and other ancillary businesses, as you say, in the Ohio River being blessed by the Creation Museum and the Ark of the Encounter. Politics and the culture being what it is, you're always going to have people fighting against the truth. But Ken Ham, when you've got the Creation Museum and the Ark of the Encounter as a beacon of truth, I think that's one of the formidable draws that are bringing people in, because we know, there's still many questions and many are still curious enough to seek answers. And God says, keep seeking and you'll find. More from Ken Ham. I promise we're going to talk about his latest book, Gospel Reset, on the other side of the break. Stay with us. It's 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. preparewithgcn.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of Nutramedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at Nutramedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez, live.
Oh, will we pray? All the world that changes. When the church was crazy, I won't stop to pray.
is none like the power of prayer, is it? I'm telling you. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, Ken Ham, president, CEO, founder of Answers in Genesis U.S., the highly acclaimed Creation Museum, and the new Ark Encounter, continues with us. We're talking about his brand new book, Gospel Reset. It is already, on Amazon? It's been number one on Amazon in evangelism and apologetics, Christian theology. Congratulations on the book, Ken. There is, you know, like the encounter that we were talking about, there is just something right now, it seems, for a beacon of truth. How much it's catching the attention of people who have been starving for it?
Well, you know, it's interesting. I have a lot of people who tell me after I present the information that's in Gospel Reset, because what I'm saying is this, look, the gospel has not changed. I'm not changing in any way any aspect of the gospel. I mean, the gospel's set. I mean, the message is there in the Bible. The Bible hasn't changed. The gospel hasn't changed. But the culture has changed.
Mm-hmm.
And it was interesting when Billy Graham died recently, there were a number of news commentators like Tucker Carlson and others on Yahoo News and said things like, there'll never be another Billy Graham because the America that he preached in fact, I would say the whole Western world he preached in, is not the same. It's changed. And to give a practical example of this, because when I present this, people say it's like a light bulb that goes on their head and they realize something, because I'm saying to them, look, you can't present the gospel the same way you present it. In the past. I'm talking about the tactical way of doing it. Mm-hmm. You present the same gospel, but we have a different world. We have a different culture. When Billy Graham came to Australia in 1959, when I was a little boy, he was known as the Bible Says man. He said, the Bible says that we're sinners. The Bible says, repent of your sin, trust in Christ. And there were thousands of people converted. That's true in the history in Australia.
Right.
If you went to Australia today and gave the same message, it just doesn't have that impact.
Exactly.
If you think about it, when I was a little boy, even though most kids didn't go to church in Australia, nonetheless, because we inherited the British system, the Bible was read through by teachers during the year. That was mandatory. When I was at high school, we even said the Lord's Prayer on assembly before you went into school.
Mm.
My point is that in generations past, when you said the word God, they would hear the God of the Bible. Even non-Christians would think that. You go to public schools today and say God, and they say, which God? There are many gods. Even the word God means different, has a different meaning today for the coming generations. When you said sin many years ago, they would think of, oh yeah, Adam and Eve, they knew about Adam and Eve, sin.
Ten commandments.
But we have generations today who don't know that. And not only that, we have generations today who've been indoctrinated against the Bible and told that science has disproved the Bible. So you go out and say the Bible says, the first problem you got is they don't even believe the Bible.
Exactly.
They don't believe it. They don't respect it. They just say, oh, it's a book of mythology. Science has proved that. What I'm saying is when we're presenting the gospel today, we've got to do it. Well, here's the radical way of doing it. We've got to do it the way God does it in the Bible by starting at the beginning. Not only do we need to start in Genesis about the creation of man and the fall and the entrance of sin and death as a consequence of sin and so the promise of a Savior and laying the foundation for the gospel, we've actually got to start at a point of saying, why don't you believe the Bible? Let me answer those questions to help you understand the Bible's history is true. Now let me start at the beginning so you'll understand the gospel.
Mm-hmm.
If we keep just presenting the gospel the way we've been doing it in the past, we're going to be ineffective and not impact these coming generations who have no understanding of Christianity or very little understanding, or they've been indoctrinated against it. This is a different culture. We need to rethink the way we're presenting the Christian message to our coming generation.
Ken, how did this revelation come to you? I mean, because this is brilliant. I mean, what you're sharing with us is that there is, and I find it even with, like you say, with the current millennials, is that foundation is missing. And sometimes we assume they know, just like you said, when we talk about God, we're thinking God of the Bible. They're thinking which God, right?
Oh, exactly. And actually, the way I relate it, and it's if you look at Acts chapter 2, in Acts chapter 2, Peter goes to the Jews and he preaches a message of Christ and the resurrection, the gospel,
mm-hmm.
and 3,000 were converted. And to this day, a lot of churches and a lot of seminary Bible college professors say, use the method of Acts 2 like Peter did because, look, thousands were converted. But when Paul goes to the Greeks in Acts 17, who are a pagan culture, who are an evolution-based culture, mm-hmm. who believed in many gods and had temples and idols, and they're atheists and pantheists and all the rest of it, when Paul preached the same message to them, if you read in Acts 17, that their response was, what is this babbler saying?
Yes.
And think about this. 1 Corinthians 1:23 says, the preaching of the cross was a stumbling block to the Jews, but foolishness to the Greeks. The Jews had the account of Adam and Eve. They believed the writings of Moses. They believed in one God. They knew about sin. They knew about the sacrificial system. Their stumbling block was that Jesus was the Messiah. But Peter didn't have to go and convince them of creation. He didn't have to convince them of Adam and Eve and the fall mm-hmm. and that there needed to be the payment for sin. When Paul went to the Greeks in Acts 17, they didn't have any of that. And so they believed the gods evolved and we evolved and many gods and all the rest of it. So when Paul preaches a message, Jesus and the resurrection to them, it's what foolishness is this? And then you notice something. What Paul did, he then looked around and said, there's an altar to the unknown God. Let me tell you who he is. Mm. He's the creator. He defined the true God and then talked about the fact we all go back to one man, Adam. And he laid that foundational history so they would understand the gospel. And then we see some were actually converted. The point I want to make is our Western world used to be an Acts 2 type culture. And you could go in and say, the Bible says, you know, repent of your sin. And people knew what you meant by that. And when you said God, they basically thought of the God of the Bible, even if they weren't Christians. But I'm saying our culture now is an Acts 17 culture. It's a Greek culture.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
We have generations who don't have the foundation to understand. They've been inoculated against the Bible. And so when you go and say, the Bible says repent of your sin, they're saying, wait a minute, the Bible's not true. It's an outdated book of mythology. I have no idea what sin is. And sadly, even many in our churches have been taught death has been here for millions of years because many of our Christian leaders have taught them to believe in millions of years of fossils and so on. So death has been here for millions of years. It's not the consequence of sin. They don't have the foundation to understand the gospel. So I'm saying we need to be more like Paul in Acts 17 in our approach because mm-hmm. he was going to a pagan culture that's increasingly what the Western world has become.
Yeah, without a doubt. Ken Ham, President Barack Obama, undoubtedly a transformational figure on many levels, including how God used him to bring us to this point of needing to reset our gospel message. Explain to our audience his part and role in this.
Well, you know, it's interesting. This has all been bubbling under the surface, I'd say, for quite many years. I mean, they've been throwing God and prayer and the Bible out of the public school system. They didn't throw religion out. They threw Christianity out and replaced it with the religion of atheism. So mm-hmm. we've been secularizing generations of our kids, and it's all been bubbling there under the surface. And one of the things I was preaching back in the 70s when I was speaking in churches and the 80s when I first came over to America was, look, if increasingly when we abandon the Bible as a foundation for our worldview and we raise up generations who say it's man who determines truth, ultimately anything goes. And you're going to see gay marriage and abortion and these things just permeate the culture, which is exactly what's happened. And I believe that President Obama, in many ways, it was all ripe for this to happen, but then he opened the floodgate. I mean, one of the mantras from him was, whatever we once were, we're no longer.
Exactly.
We're no longer a culture that believes in one God. We now believe in many gods. Mm-hmm. And so he really changed the culture from building our thinking on God's word to man's word. And we see moral relativism permeating the culture.
And Ken warns against the idea that this should be expected because these are the last days. You want to get your hand on his book, Gospel Reset, from Ken Ham, available at all the usual places. It'll be linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Ken, congratulations on the book, Gospel Reset, making salvation relevant to this current generation. Thank you so much. Appreciate it, Ken.
Hey, thank you. Bye-bye.
God bless. Bye-bye.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened, and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The Senior Living Advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metals dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You will never run away. You're forever mine. You will never run away. You're by my side.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
You will never run away. You'll forever shine.
Okay, we're going to talk about the movie, The Miracle Seasons. Okay, yes, I am live. I'm here. I love it when he repeats himself, and especially when I step all over him. But, hey, look, we have dignity here. The Miracle Seasons is what we're going to talk about, the true story that inspired the movie. Every point, every game, every match was for her on August the 11th, 2011. Caroline Linefound, a 17-year-old all-state volleyball player, was tragically killed in a moped accident on her way to the University of Iowa Hospital to visit her terminally ill mother, Ellen. Caroline's death and that of her mother 12 days later shocked her Iowa City community, devastated her father, Ernie Found, and siblings Greg and Catherine. Faced with an overwhelming grief of their own, the Iowa City West volleyball team and coach Kathy Bresnahan attempted to move forward, hoping for some type of normalcy to return to their fractured lives. But how do you move forward playing a game that serves as a constant reminder of your fallen leader? Anyone who has struggled to overcome life's challenges will appreciate this story of strength, faith, perseverance, and love. And with us right now is Coach Braz. Coach, how are you?
I'm doing great, Bill. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much for the story, for all the girls, the families that were involved. I mean, this is this is I mean, when you talk about team, this is not only a team within the team, but this is outside the team, the city, the community. It is a story of humanity that people are relating to and are really appreciating that you documented the miracle season.
Well, it was a story worth telling because we all face tragedies in life, and it's how we choose to deal with them and move forward that separate us. And I had an amazing group of people around me, and those girls just awed me every single day that they were so determined to make some good out of this double tragedy that we suffered.
Well, yeah, I mean, you've got your star player who is down, and then you've got to assemble the parts back together. What did you say to the girls when the reality of their number one player, I mean, first you deal with the direct, relationship. Forget that it's a player. It's just somebody that you know that has fallen. And then you've got to, go through the process, the grief process, and then life goes on and the season continues, right?
Well, exactly. And the first thing we told them is we could not, we didn't ever want to hear them say that we have to win for Caroline. Mm-hmm. And that's a lose-lose because then you fail on the court and you feel like you've let her down. We just asked our players to play like Caroline because she had such passion for life and was so exuberant on the court, and so, I really honestly thought if we had a 500 season win-wise, as long as we got the kids through, I thought that would probably be as good as we could hope for. Mm-hmm. But they really had different expectations, and it just kind of shows what a collective mind is capable of doing.
Mm-hmm. Tell us more about Caroline Found.
We have a school of 2,000 kids, and she reached out to everybody. I mean, she was the popular kid, but she embraced our special needs kids, and every teacher felt like she liked them the best. She just had a unique way about her, and whether it was our minority students or kids that had no home, she just embraced everybody and made them feel like she was her best friend.
And as a team player, all-state volleyball player, she was the center of the team, was she not?
Yeah, it's very similar to a quarterback mm-hmm. of a football team. Minneapolis area is huge volleyball, so I know our volleyball fans up there understand what a crucial role a center plays, but anybody that's never played the sport, they are an extension of the court, of the coach on mm-hmm. the court. And they're the ones that direct everything about what's going on.
And what you just said, Kathy, that she's an extension of the coach. Wow, what did this do for you? I mean, this had to, set you on the sidelines for a little bit to ponder, okay, what do you do now? You've lost the key communication, the connection with the rest of the girls, though. Yeah, I mean, to have her as a conduit and you lose that, what does that do to you as a coach?
Well, I really set you back on your heels. My initial thought is, can we go forward? How is it possible to go forward? Unfortunately, poor planning on our part, we did not have a setter ready to take her spot.
Mm-hmm.
We train our kids for about 5 years in advance, and our next setter was a freshman. So she wasn't ready to take over a senior-dominated squad. So it left us reeling. My concern at that point, though, was simply, how are we going to get my girls through this? What do we need to do each day to help lessen their loss?
Mm-hmm. Now, in terms of the season, this happened in the summer, August of 2011. Where were you at in terms of the season structure?
We had just started our preseason.
Mm-hmm.
So we're a week before school started. She lost control of that borrowed moped 4 days into our official practice time, and a week before her senior year was going to start. So it was right at the beginning of our season.
And here it is. Her family is already dealing with her mother already in dire straits, and that she's on the verge of death. Of course, she follows the death of her daughter 12 days later. So, boy, this family just takes a powerful hit, 1-2 punch.
Oh, it was, and so did the kids. I mean, the Found family, I don't know how Ernie and his other two kids got through it and their extended family. I mean, what a devastating loss to this all-American family who actually were pretty private people and kept things close to the vest, even though they were kind of like the team family. Everybody went out to their farm and did things. But to have their this public display of emotion, because we had, I mean, for Caroline's funeral, which was held in our gym, mm-hmm. or for visitation, we probably had about 4,000 people attend. They'd wait. Wow. They waited 3 hours just to get into our gym.
Wow. What a testimony. As you say, she was one to reach out and relate to all and be an example to others in raising the level of civility and, you know, esprit de corps, I guess you might say, Caroline did, you know, for the school and for the teammates and for the community as well. That's quite the testimony. Kathy, how did the idea of the movie come about?
Well, after the season was over, and I wrote this long letter to Frank DeFord, who I'd always admired as a sports writer for Sports Illustrated. Mm-hmm. And it was just more of a cathartic thing to do, kind of like writing a journal and then burning it.
Right.
Because I didn't have any address for him, and I simply sent it to Frank DeFord, care of Time Warner, New York City.
Oh.
And I'm thinking I'm just purging it and my thoughts, and because I really poured my heart and soul into that letter. And he got hold of me and he said, Kathy, I can't write about this. I've lost a daughter. It's too close to home. But he said, let's do a segment on Real Sports, HBO's program with Brian Gumbel, mm-hmm. which I wasn't even familiar with. And
right.
once that came out and aired in 2012, then California really took notice. And but we weren't ready for a movie. I mean, mm-hmm. it was just still too raw.
Yes. So when, but here it is, and then after on Brian Gumbel, what was the response then?
Oh, I mean, we heard from people all over the nation that had lost daughters that were stutters, mm. and we had probably 8 production companies, the CEOs fly out to Iowa City and meet with us, but we just said we just can't do it. It's too painful, and we don't want exposed. This to a nationwide, you know, we hadn't really planned on we certainly hadn't planned an HBO segment by any
yes.
means. And we waited about 2 years, and in that time I started writing The Miracle Season. And one company was very patient and just waited us out and said, whenever you're ready, we still want to do this. So they purchased the right to the book and moved forward to the movie in about 2014.
It's a true story that inspired the movie, The Miracle Season. Coach Kathy Bresnahan is with us, and we're going to talk more with Coach Brez on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America. 18 minutes before the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez. We are live.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-0906, 800-296-0906, 800-296-0906.
This is Dan Perkins for your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day. In many parts of the country, it's starting to get cooler, and some areas have already had a significant amount of snow. Perhaps where you live, rapid changes in temperatures, highs and lows, can make you susceptible to getting a cold or even the flu. One of the places veterans have forgotten about for getting their flu shots is the Veterans Administration. So here's your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day. Go to the VA.gov website and find your closest community health care center. Give them a call and see if they're giving flu shots now. And if not, find out when they're going to start. Ask about what days and times they will administer the shots and the best time for you to come. And by the way, while you're on the phone with them, ask them about pneumonia shots. Get your shots now and avoid the long lines during flu season standing in front of all those sick people. This is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If you've been walking the same old road for miles and miles, if you've been hearing the same old voice, tell the same old lies, if you're trying to feel the same old holes inside, there's a better life. There's a better life.
Bill Martinez live.
Somebody testify, testify. If you believe.
With you about 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Coach Kathy Bresnahan is with us, the varsity coach at Iowa City West High from 1987 to 2000 and 2005 to 2013. She led the women of Troy to back-to-back state titles in 2010 and 2011, named National Coach of the Year in 2011 by the PrepVolleyball.com, currently resides in Iowa City with her beloved dog, Charlie. I love Charlie. Charlie looks so good. That's a great picture of you and Charlie. Charlie! Yeah,
Charlie's sitting by me right now.
Oh, well, good. Give him a hug for me.
We're
talking the miracle season, the true story that inspired the movie. Coach Brez is with us. Every point, every game, every match was for her. We were talking about the movie and how it came about. It took a while for it to just kind of, you know, I guess process all the emotions, understandably. And now moviegoers get to process everything in about 2 hours, what it took you years to process.
Exactly.
It's a lot.
The movie takes some liberties. I mean, we kind of feel like we have the miracle seeds in our own story that was from our hearts and the book reflects. And, but, you know, the Hollywood version, audiences are reacting to it, you know, and it's not the exact story, but they have the bones of our experience. And we're really mm-hmm. grateful for the story they told.
Uh-huh. How do the girls feel about it? Do they feel that it did it justice? I hope they don't feel any sense of violation, because we know Hollywood can. I mean, it's the nature of the big screen. They take their liberties sometimes, but as long as it didn't do anything to aberrate the story too much, I guess.
No, and they did a nice job. The girls, I thought they made me look like a total dork, and Helen Hunt plays me in the movie. You know, and I was kind of campaigning for J-Lo, but that didn't happen.
Yeah.
So, you know, but the girl said she was spot on. I was like, no! You know, the only thing that they took issue with is that the producers threw a boyfriend in.
Oh, really?
And they, their whole thing was, you know, we didn't have time for that. We only had time for each other during that season. And we didn't have time to date and meet people. I mean, they barely got by every day.
Yes.
And so that was really the only thing they took issue which I thought was kind of funny.
Well, and I thought it was interesting, too, with Helen Hunt playing you. And she is such a remarkable actor. You know, so what did you think when you go, oh, Helen Hunt's going to play me? I mean, this is very cool.
Isn't that crazy?
Yes.
I know. There's just no, when they called me and said that she had agreed to do it, I'm like, what? You gotta be kidding me. You know, there's just no way. And I'm, you know, honored to have her as a friend now, and we talk, and she really was invested in the role and in the part and learning what it meant to be a part of a team.
And learning what it's like to be a coach.
Yeah,
a coach is a whole different, that's a whole different calling, isn't it?
It is, and what's interesting is the actresses who played the team and Helen have all become so close and still get together on almost a weekly basis. And
really?
One's
wow.
have a bite to eat, and one's getting married this fall, and they're all going to the wedding. And Helen said that just doesn't happen. Usually when the movie's done filming, that, you know, they all go different ways, but they kind of really got the bond that we had in real life.
Yeah, it is something about sports and athletics is that the bond of a team, and it doesn't necessarily have to be in a winning season, because winning can come in all kinds of ways. And I understand, and I don't mean to denigrate or reduce in any manner whatsoever, because I've been fortunate in my career, my athletic career, to be involved with what we would call winning seasons and in other experience of life. And there's no doubt there's real special. But I've also been involved in seasons that were very trying that just didn't happen. But I got to tell you, some of my deeper friendships came out of those less than seasons that you would, you know, in terms of the win-loss column. But there was just something that sports gives you in life that transcends it all, and it becomes immeasurably valuable.
Oh, absolutely. I always felt it wasn't the wins or losses. I think if you take care of the relationship parts, the rest of the success will probably happen, you know, when they're pulling for each other. And, you know, I felt that my players, the best part of their day was practice, and then it was a good day.
Mm-hmm. Well, and, you know, as you say, when the team comes together, we've seen this happen time and time again in pro sports. When there is that sense of unity, there's something special. And I'm, you know, as a coach, you see this right away. I see it very quickly as well. And they'll go, oh, this other team, they're 6-point favorites or whatever. And you go, they're missing a factor here. You know, something that is hard to measure, and that has to do with the unity of the team and the team understanding how they have to play together, their roles in the team. You know, just like, you know, you were mentioning earlier, when Caroline was out, you had to get a new center. And
absolutely.
And so then the rest of the team had to understand, okay, we've got a new center here, and we still stay in our positions. We still have to play our position. We cannot have doubts that Caroline's not there. So we have to trust that the new center coming in is going to fill that position, right?
Absolutely. And then we had a couple experienced hitters, and hitters have pretty fragile egos.
Mm-hmm.
And they always blame the setter if the setter's not getting the ball, even if the setter's done a great job. Mm-hmm. And I really had to pull two of our hitters aside that would go on to be All-State and just say, all right, no matter what you get as a set, you have to hit it.
Right.
You know, there's not, it's not going to be Caroline. And for right now, until she grows into this position, you've got to rise above and not roll your eyes. And so everybody had to really support Kelly Fleeler this entire journey as she learned how to become a setter.
Right, right. Wow. And who would have thought that we have, you know, hitters as divas, huh?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Just kidding.
No hitters ever thought they got enough sets in a game.
Exactly. That's just like anybody that scores in basketball. Just give me the ball or, you know, football. I got to have the, you know, coach, we'd have won if I'd had 10 more carries. You know, you blew it. You made some bad choices, bad calls
exactly.
there.
Exactly.
Right, exactly. But so with his team, you mentioned Helen Hunt. The movie team is together. I imagine your team still comes around.
Oh, my gosh. We get together every Christmas, and they live everywhere.
Yes.
All over the country, finishing up grad school and stuff. We talk and text all the time, and I know that they are contacting each other every day. So it's amazing that after 7 years and everybody's life's really gone on, and these young women now are starting their careers, but they still, that's just an unbreakable bond.
Mm. And I guess that's all part of the epilogue, is it not, Coach? I mean, you wrote an epilogue in the book, but you could very well continue that epilogue here in 2018. You know, the year's gone by, you know, and here it is, 7 years after. And, you know, this success story is indelibly marked in the hearts and minds of not only the team, yourself, the community, the impact that it had. The miracle season, what is the epilogue today that you would write?
We laughed because the editor kept saying, how many more epilogues should we do? And now that two more years later,
right.
You know, for us, and we remind ourselves of this all the time, the mantra that came out of that season, like the day after they started printing T-shirts, that said, live like Line.
Mm.
And Caroline liked to be called Line. And I think for all of us, that means that we still want to live every day with passion and wake up and think, wow, it's a new day. This is going to be awesome because I'm here. And to be kinder to people. And those are the letters and responses that we're getting from all these young kids saying, we saw your movie and we want to live like Caroline and be nice people. And you know, that's why we went ahead and did the movie, because this was the first movie ever produced about a high school girls team. And like, these girls can really be role models, and Caroline can really be role models for young women coming up that, and they're getting it. They're responding, and it's so gratifying to see their responses and the pictures they send us. And it's just really a cool experience.
Coach, especially at a time like this when high schools are dealing with, you know, the bullying that's taken place, the increasing incivility that's been happening, you know, it's heartbreaking to see what's going on. But a movie like The Miracle Season is that good porridge that goes into the mix to talk to the kids in a very special way to help them realize that, yeah, it can be different, that there are alternatives, but it's going to be up to you, just like it was for Caroline Found, right?
Yeah, it has to be a conscious choice to embrace each day and to say, I can make a difference. You know, and Caroline made us feel that, because that's what she felt. And to honor her, we wanted to keep that movie. But yeah, I think people can go to this movie, even adults, and say, hey, I can make, my life can be different. I can make a difference.
And of course, you have a website that you can direct them to if they want more information, right?
Right. You know, the book helps the Live Like Line Foundation.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's available on, the foundation's available on Facebook or livelikelinefoundation.com. And we have a Facebook page, the Live Like Line page, and the foundation helps area kids participate in school activities.
Great. Well, Coach Brands, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking taking heart and body extract from within a few days, I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and...